Over the years, railroads have conquered many remarkable places, but one stands out. When they were building a railroad bed in California, the engineers came across a huge ravine. The sides and bottom of this ravine were heavily wooded, with two giant redwoods towering far above the rest. Well, these two big redwoods were sawed off about 75 feet from the ground. This was exactly the distance from the bottom of the ravine to the tops of the shorter trees. Next, the trees on either side were sawed off to make their tops in a direct line with the tops of the redwoods, as well as the edges of the banks. By doing this, the trains roll above the treetops and stand right on top of the living trees. You know, this is how it is with the promises of God. God's promises are not dead stumps, but living trees that are alive with the life of God. It's upon these promises that the hope of every Christian rests, as we see in Joshua chapter 21. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And no one of all their enemies stood before them. The Lord gave all their enemies into their hand. Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. These verses were spoken by Joshua near the end of his life, just after the Israelites had taken possession of the land God had promised them. The journey had been hard and the battles were fierce, but as Joshua and the nation of Israel finally rested and reviewed the faithfulness of God, they could say without doubt that not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. You can say this today, as you follow the Lord and hold onto his promises.